ब्रह्म विष्णुवाद ब्रह्म हंस महेश भक्त ब्रह्म संसल प्रभुपाद की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की सर्वेद भक्त वृंदा की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।
ओम ज्ञान गुणरंगस्य ज्ञानंजन कलात्रयां तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् सहगणीम सावधूषम परिजनाधिकाधा कृष्ण पारम सहगणिता नम विष्णुपराय कृष्णाय भूषणे स्वामी नमस्ते सारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हुकम करति वाचलं पौलं हैति विदं श्रीपात महावंदे परमानंद माधवं श्रीगुरुजनतायनं श्रीचैतन्य
सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम। सो लॉर्ड बलराम has to play a great role in your devotional life. So Baladev, his name is Baladev. Bala means strength, Deva means gifts. He gives strength in our spiritual life. And to celebrate the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very auspicious for us. And the real celebration of appearance day of Supreme Personality of Godhead means to listen to sweet pastimes of the Lord, how He appears in this material world. So that is the main purpose, that why Lord appears. Though in Bhagavad Gita we know Krishna saying पवित्राणि साधुनां विनाशाय दुष्कृतं धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे। एट एवरी युग आई डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इन माय डिफरेंट इनकार्नेशन इन ऑर्डर टू री एस्टैब्लिश धर्म वैंक्विश द एनिहिलेटेड मिस्क्रिएंट्स एंड प्रोटेक्ट माय डिवोटीज। बट दैट इज एक्सटर्नल रीजन। But real reason why Lord appears in this material world is Mad Bhakta Vinodartham Karame Vividhatriya. I am coming here to give pleasure to my devotees. So what is that pleasure that he wants to give to his devotees? For my devotees, whenever they will get together, they listen about me. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, being merciful upon my devotees, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, Manasim Tanamatritam. I accept this human form, or in this form I descend to this material world so that I will perform different pastimes. And just Sutta Tatparabhavet, by hearing about me, the people in general will be attracted towards me. So it is a great opportunity for us. So today, we listen about Lord Balaram. So I am very much honored also this day to speak here, to get a chance to speak here, glorifying Balaram. Today is not only appearance of Baladev, today also Jhulan Jatra, the last day of Jhulan Jatra, which started on Ekadasi. So I will speak on Balaram's appearance and on Jhulan Jatra. But I have 15 minutes. 7.5 minutes on Balaram's appearance. So you will listen 7.5 minutes on Jhulan Jatra. What I will do, I'll speak briefly on Baladev's appearance because I'll continue from tomorrow in appearance of Lord Krishna, so where more elaborately I'll also talk about Baladev's things. Then we'll speak some, today will give more time speaking on Jhulan Jatra, which is very sweet pastimes and very humorous pastimes of Lord Krishna during Jhulan Jatra. In this regard, we'll turn to one verse from 10th canto, chapter 2, text 13. First is there somewhere? Over there. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Garbha Sankar Sanatambai Prahu Sankar Sanambhuvi Rameti Loko Ramana Balabhadram Balatraya Garbha Sankar Sanatambai Prahu Sankar Sanambhuvi Rameti Loka Ramana Balabhadram Balatraya Garbha Sankarsanatam Bhai Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramana Balarama Balatraya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokul, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength or purpose. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsan. Balaram or sometimes Rama. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balarama, but although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balarama and Lord Rama. Here Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balarama is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadeva Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parshurama, Raghupati Rama and Balarama. All of them are Ramas. End of the purport. In this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Rama, sometimes they refer to Rama, the son of Dasarath. Here it is referred to Balaram. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they refer to Rama means Krishna. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't know anybody else except Krishna. Krishna is everything. Whatever you say, is only Krishna. So then when this Rama means Krishna. Krishna is another name also, is Rama. So the Balaram is very important sutra. Baladev sutra is very important for us. This Balaram, he is Adi Guru, his original spiritual master. Balaram has three positions. He is Guru, he is Sakha of Krishna, and he is Dasa of Krishna. These three tattvas exist simultaneously in Balaram. Actually, everything is Balaram. In spiritual world, material world, I'll explain to you how there is nothing exists that is not Balaram. Everything is Balaram only. As you know, Krishna, he expands himself to Balaram, then he keeps himself aloof. And everything is done through Balaram only. In India they say, in this incarnation Baladev, he appeared as elder brother of Krishna. In Tritiya Yuga, he is Lakshman, younger brother of Ramchandra. So when he was Lakshman, he was serving Ramchandra very intensely, doing all the menial service, everything. But he had one problem. When he was serving, sometimes he would like to control Rama. Because Rama would go to forest, go through lot of troubles. Then Lakshman would request, Rama, you should not do like this. Rama is elder brother. How can he order like this? He just listens whatever Rama said and serves. So he's feeling very suffocated. Why didn't you elder brother of Rama? Then I could tell him, don't do this, don't do that. Then I will serve better way. Now he has to go through so much trouble. But I can tell him, hey, don't do like this. So to fulfill that desire, in Japar Yuga, Lakshmar came as Balaram. That he will tell Krishna, hey, don't do this, don't do that. So Krishna will follow it. So that is one purpose why he came as elder brother. So when Japar Yuga, Balaram came as elder brother, so whatever Balaram would say, Krishna would listen, Krishna would follow. His elder brother, he has to follow. When Krishna would go for grazing cows, Mother Yashoda was very worried. So Mother Yashoda would make Balaram that you are in charge of Krishna. You must look after Krishna when he goes for grazing cows. Then Balaram would instigate, don't do like this, don't do like that. Then he would follow. For one thing Krishna did not follow. Everything was following. When Krishna went to Dwaraka, he left Vrindavan. Then he went to Mathura, then he went to Dwaraka. So from Dwaraka once, Balaram, he came back to Vrindavan. For 2 months he was there in Vrindavan. And when Balaram saw the situation of Vrindavan, very miserable, in separation from Krishna, the Brajavasis are going through so much suffering. Nothing else can satisfy them. Whatever way you pacify them, they don't listen. They simply want Krishna back in Vrindavan. Even if Brajavasi, they met Krishna in Kurukshetra, but still they are not satisfied. So they don't want Krishna, they want Krishna in Vrindavan. That will only satisfy them. And when Baladev, he came to Vrindavan, and all Nanda, Yashoda, everybody, and all the Gopa Gopis, and we want back our Krishna here. Then Balaram said, no problem, I'll go immediately and I'll send Krishna. But many times he has said, Krishna, please go to Vrindavan. Krishna would not listen to this induction. So Krishna did not listen to Balaram. So that's why Krishna has to come as Gauranga. That is not follow this instruction of Balaram. So then he has to come as Gauranga to go through the sufferings of separation from Brajavasis. So much suffering. The Brajavasis were going, but he did not realize that Balaram told him, please go to Vrindavan. Then Krishna came as Gauranga to realize how the Brajavasis, they are suffering being separated from Krishna himself. So in this way, Baladev also is very important. And when Mother Earth was, she has been tortured by different demons, then she approached Brahma. Then Brahma, along with all the demigods, they went to the ocean Kshirasagara. So there, after hearing from Brahma, then Lord called Yogamaya, and Lord instructed Yogamaya, Gatha Devi Brajam Hadre Gopa Gobhi Alankritam. There he is saying, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world, and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Braja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land, where many cows reside, Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudeva are also living there incognito because of fear of Kansa. Please go there. So Lord instructed Yogamaya to perform a very difficult job. It's not an ordinary job. He said that what you have to do within the womb of Devaki is a partial plenary expansion known as Sankarsan or Sesa. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So Rohini is eternal mother of Balaram in Golok Vrindavan. I'll explain you tomorrow. The relationship of father and mother with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Aja. Aja means he never took birth. That's all these Mayavadis, they don't accept Krishna, Rama, Balaram as Parambrahma. Because for them they say Parambrahma means Aja. And all these people, they have taken birth, they have taken Janama, they are not Aja. So how they can be Parambrahma? So Srila Prabhupada and all previous acharyas, they are very nicely explained. They elaborately I will explain you tomorrow. But how, in spite of taking birth in this material world, still Krishna, Rama, Balarama, they are all Parambrahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in which sense this word Aja refers to in the Vedic literature. So here, Lord explaining that his name is Sankarsana. Why his name is Sankarsana? Samyak Akarsana. Sankarsana means Samyak Akarsana. Akarsana means to attract. It is attracted from the womb of Devaki and is put into the womb of Rohini. So Balaram had to go in advance into the womb of Devaki, Mother Devaki, because there appeared Satgarbhasura, six demons in the previous life. The six demons, they appeared in the womb of Devaki. So Balaram has to go make place suitable for Krishna to reside there, stay there. Of course, Devaki's womb is always pure. Devaki is not ordinary living entity. She is manifestation, personification of dharana shakti, special potential of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Balaram has to go because Balaram is that personality which holds Krishna always. In Garga Sanhita it has been explained, in from Bhagavatam we know all these demigods, they went to see Vishnu, then Vishnu said, okay, I will come. You all take bath, all the demigods will take bath in your Amsa, in Jadubansa, so I will take bath, that will help me. But Garga Sanhita explains that Vishnu along with Brahma and Shiva, they went to Golok Vrindavan from there. So there is a hole in Karan Samudra. When Lord Bhagavandeva appeared, by his toe he pierced through Karan Samudra. There is a hole, and through that hole, they passed through the Karan Samudra. They entered the spiritual world. That they went all the way to Golok Vrindavan. In spiritual, they found big serpent, round serpent like shape. So that is the place of Balaram. And inside that whole Golok Vrindavan is existing in Balaram, in Sesa. So in this way, everything that holds Krishna is Balaram also. So Balaram prepared everything, then he has to be transferred to Rohini's womb, because Rohini is his eternal mother. So it will happen. The seventh garbha of Devaki will be spoiled, will not take birth. So everybody will be worried what happened. But Kamsa was not worried. Kamsa was thinking, oh, the Daivavan is saying, the eighth son will kill me. What this eighth son can do? The seventh child of Devaki was so scared of me, even if he did not dare to come out of the womb, he died inside the womb. Now what age, let us see what age son can do me. Demoniac people, they think, they always defy the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada is saying, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Sesa. The Sesa incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. The Sesa incarnation, Sesa means last, right? Sesa means last. I'll explain to you how Baladev is everything. And the last expansion is Sesa. And the Sesa, Naga, holding the universe on his head. It's not like that the universe is so big. So he has to put a lot of effort holding a heavy universe on his head. Oh, so heavy, I have put a lot of strength. It's not like that. The universe is lying there like a dust on his head. So he cannot feel what is there. And imagine, that is the sixth expansion of Balaram. Then what strength would have this Balaram? Dhatra is Baladev. So much strength he has. So Prabhupada is saying, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev. So I will briefly explain how he has expanded in different forms. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dasa Braja Goswami has explained this topic. But Krishna's first expansion is Balaram expansion. The Baladev, who is known as Balaram in Vrindavan, he is known as Sankarsan in Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, Krishna is known as Vasudeva, then Balaram known as Sankarsana, then Pradyumna, Aniruddha, first Chaturviha. In Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, and Dwaraka, Krishna Balaram. So what there is the difference? The difference is Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, the Gopa Vesa, Gopa Bhava. They dress like cowherd boys, their mood is like cowherd boys. And Dwaraka is known as Vasudeva Krishna, and Balaram is known as Mula Sankarsana. So their mood is Kshatriya Bhava, and also they dress like Kshatriya, like king. Kshatriya Bhava and Kshatriya dress, mood and dress like that. in Dwaraka. So Balaram first expansion of Krishna in Vrindavan, then in Dwaraka he is there as Mula Sankarsana. Then the Mula Sankarsana manifests in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha second quadruple, Chaturbhuja, he is known as Mahasankarsana. Then for Mahasankarsana, he expands as Mahavishnu, from whose hair force unlimited universes manifest. Just see, the universe is so big. Our universe is smallest universe that we cannot comprehend. This is smallest one. Now other universes are much more bigger than this universe. And all these universes are coming from his hair force. His body must have so much big, big holes on his body. A big, big universe is coming. Now how much his body would be then? Vishnu Mahar Sahya Jasya Kala Vishesha. Vishnu is so Mahan, so great, he is called a plenary person. His body must have very big, big, big hole on his body. How it look like having a big, big hole? Where from all these big, big universes are coming? I was thinking like that. Once, when the Samal Krishna Maharaj was giving lecture, so he asked this question, Maharaj, and the big, big holes are there on his body. So Master said, no, it's not like that. Not big, big holes, all these big, big universes coming. But when the universe comes to his body, they are very small. They are like seed of lotus flower. They come from there. Then they take big steps. Krishna starts like that. It's Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu also Balaram. Mula Sankarsana Balaram. Mahasankarsana Balaram. Then Mahavishnu expands to Garbhadaksha Vishnu. In Garbhasagar he lies. And from his navel, the lotus, the Brahma appears. His Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Then his Kshirodaksha Vishnu, who is residing as Paramatma in each and every atom, his Kshirodaksha Vishnu. In last expansion is Keshanaga, who is holding everything. So in this way, if you analyze, you will find there is nothing else exists except Balaram. Everything is expansion of Balaram. But all the living entities when the universe is annihilated, also everything with the shelter of Balaram, Mahavishnu. So in this way, the Balaram is shelter of everything. So as Krishna has many sweet pastimes, so Balaram has also many sweet pastimes. So I'll just tell one pastime. I just heard from Bhadra Prabhu this morning. He was telling why Balaram has no child. He has no child. What is the reason behind this? So Balaram had no child, he was telling. So there is one, the Ananta Sesha's wife, Naga. The Naga Kanya, Naga Badhu was Jyotishmati. Jyotishmati, she appeared. So she is the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When she appeared, his father was thinking whom she should marry. Then she said, I must marry the most powerful personality. Whoever is most powerful personality, I must marry him. Then her father thought, who is the most powerful personality she can marry to? Then he went to ask Indra, can you tell me who is the most powerful personality can marry my daughter? Then all demigods are there, Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, they are all, each of them thinking, I am the most powerful personality. I should marry you. Then Indra said, why are you worried? I am the king of all his powerful personality. I must be the most powerful personality. Give your daughter to me. I tell each and every demigod, they think, I am the best one. I am the most powerful. Vayu thinks that I am most powerful. Agni thinks I am the most powerful. Varuna thinks I am the most powerful. In fact, once I read, once all these demigods, They're fighting with each other. Bhai said, I am the most powerful personality. If I start, I can blow high everything. Nothing can stand in front of me. Then Arjuna said, what? If I want, I can turn everything into ashes. Now within a second, I am so powerful, I can burn everything. Then Vatara said, what can you do? If I come, you will run away. If Vatara comes, Varuna said, you will run away in fear. So they are all trying to establish their potency. And Lord Vishnu asking from the top, and he's smiling, oh, you are all very powerful, okay? You think you are the most powerful personality? Then Lord came and the form of old Brahman. Then say, what is happening? What is happening? What for you are all fighting? Then Agamdev was saying, just see, I am the most powerful personality. They are not accepting my power. And Bhaja said, no, I am the most powerful personality. So everybody in front of Vishnu, they started to fight again. Then Vishnu said, don't fight. I'll solve your problem. So let us just have a test. Who is the most powerful personality? Then he brought a piece of dry grass. He kept in front of him. Okay, let us test. Who is the most powerful personality? So Bhaya Devata, if you think that most powerful personality, please, in front of us, you show your potency. So that he will blow away this grass. Dry grass is nothing. Then Bhaya goes, what? You are putting a dry grass in front of me to test my potency. It's an insult for me. I can blow away everything. Then Vishnu says, no. You will blow away everything, okay. But let me see if you can blow away this grass, dry grass. Then Bhaya Devata, it's nothing. Just like this, you will go away. You will blow away. They put more potency, more force. All force he put, he couldn't blow a small dry grass, isn't it? So he felt so shy, so he ran away from there. Then Agni Devata, he thinks, oh, very good, now it's my turn. This small dry grass is nothing, I can burn it like anything. Then Agni Devata came, and he put all his potency to burn that grass. He couldn't burn that grass, also dry grass. Varuna, it is my turn now. It dry grass, nothing, I'll just pass away. And Varuna Devata came also, he tried his best, but he couldn't move 1 inch from the arrows. So everybody felt very insulted. The point is, Devata, they don't do this ignorance, that I am the most potential personality. And they're all claiming, I should marry to you. Then this Vishnu become very angry. But how you guys can dare to marry me? You think you are so powerful personality? So she cursed all these demigods. That they have no potency to do anything, such as cursing. The demigods in return, they cursed her. They cursed her that, okay, you are so popped up that you don't want to marry us. Then we curse you that you have no child. That is the curse she got. She was the daughter of Raivata Manu. Now there are 14 Manus. Svambhuva Manu, Sarikisa Manu, Uttama Manu, Takkusa Manu, then Raivata Manu. In Raivata Manantar, the king Raivata, his daughter name was Revati. So, she was searching for proper husband. So who can give information? Finally, she went to Brahmaloka to find out from Brahma that who can be suitable husband for my daughter. So when he reached Brahmaloka, so Brahma was enjoying the dance and the Gandharvas, and Apsaras were dancing. So Huhu Gandharva and Haha Gandharva, they were chanting and dancing in front of Brahma. Then this Raivata king, along with his daughter, Revati went, I want to see Brahma. Yeah, Brahma will see, but Brahma is now engaged. He's busy watching the dance of Huhu Gandharva, Haha Gandharva. So, he has to wait for some time. Then Brahma is waiting. After 5, 10 or 15 minutes, when dance finished, then Brahma said, okay, you call the Raivata Manu. I'll meet Raivata Manu. Then Raivata Manu came with Revati. Then Brahma said, how can I help you? Then Vibhutamuni said, I have this daughter Revati, but I don't find any suitable husband for her. If you can kindly suggest whom she can marry. Then Brahma said, I don't find any suitable husband for her. She's such a potential girl. You have to wait. You have to wait. Then this girl becomes very angry. What? I have to wait for marriage. Now I have to marry now. She's so eager to marry. I have to marry now. Otherwise, I'll curse you now. You don't let me know whom I should marry. Then Brahma realized, okay, no problem. We'll marry now, no problem. Then he realized, actually, in some other manantara, Raivata Manu went to Brahma Loka. But when he was there only for 10-15 minutes, but in the meantime, many yugas have passed, and by that time, the Dwaparjuga has come. Then Brahma said, okay, you can go now to Akshitanet. There is only one person I can see suitable to marry her. It is Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna. So you go to Krishna and you tell him that I have sent you and Balaram will marry this Revati. Then Revati king went along with Revati. He came to Krishna and that time end of the Dwapara Yuga. And Balaram was having his manifest pastime. Then he went to Balaram and said, I have come from Brahmaloka. And Brahma suggested that he should marry to my daughter, Revati. Then Balaram said, okay, I'll marry your daughter. But the daughter is from some previous yugas. That girl is very tall girl. So Balaram was smaller. So because every yuga's height is reducing. Much smaller, just like when Nityananda Prabhu in college appeared, and when he went to Vrindavan, so he was just moving around here and there. One day he went to one cave in Govardhan. In that cave Govardhan, Govardhan was shouting, Oh Sudam, Sudam, Oh Sudam, Sudam. Then one boy came from the cave. Very tall boy. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, I am Balaram. Now Krishna has appeared in Navadvipa as Gauranga. And he is going to start Sankirtan movement. Let us go, join his pastimes. Then Sitam looked at him, what? You are Balaram? You don't look like Balaram. No, I am that Balaram. Then he said, how? I don't understand you are Balaram. Then Sudam said, okay, I will test you whether you are Balaram or not. Okay, tell me how you want to test me. Then Sudam said, when we used to play, we have running competition. Running competition, nobody would be able to catch me. Only Balaram would be able to catch me. But by that time, he is from Dwapara Yuga, and Nityananda Prabhu is from Kali Yuga. Nityananda Prabhu is very small. From Dwapara Yuga, he is very tall. long legs, he is running very fast around Govardhan. Nityananda is running. Nityananda is running so fast at one point, Nityananda cut the hole of Sudam. Then he realized, real Balaram. In the same way, the Revati from previous ages, now Balaram is Dwapara Yuga. So Balaram looking Revati like this, he's so tall. So how can he marry a girl so tall? Then after that, Balaram took his plow and put on the shoulder of Revati. Revati is so tall. And push her down like this. So make equal to her. The same thing he turned over the did. With Sudam or Sudam, whoever it is. Pull down, then he become Abhiram Thakur. So this is the very potential. This is another sweet pastime. The Balaram having this plow. And they say that the Baladev, with his plow, he helps the living entities. On the field of our heart, we'll put the seed of bhakti. But seed of bhakti will not fructify unless Balaram will come and plow the field of our heart. It is plow he has. That's why it is very important for us ফিটার কালচার অফ বলরাম ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন যেই সচ্ছুত হইল সেই বলরাম হইল মিতাই সন অফ নন্দ মহারাজ হি আপিয়ার্ড অ্যাজ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড বলরাম আপিয়ার্ড অ্যাজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু হি আপিয়ার্ড অ্যাজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু সো ইন দিস ওয়ে টু ওয়ার্শিপ লর্ড বলরাম লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ ইজ ভেরি ইম্পর্ট্যান্ট ফর আস সো উই আর বিল্ডিং এ ভেরি বিগ টেম্পল ইন মায়াপুর গৌরধাম নিত্যানন্দ অলসো ভেরি ইম্পর্ট্যান্ট বিকজ ওয়ে দ্যাট ইজ মার্সি অফ নিত্যানন্দ বলরাম উই ক্যান নেভার গো টু কৃষ্ণ নিতাইর করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে বাই দি মার্সি অফ নিত্যানন্দ উইল গেট রাধা কৃষ্ণ ফাইন ওয়ার্শিপ রাধা কৃষ্ণ সিধা মায়াপুর then we get Radha Krishna. It has been told in Shastra, you don't get Radha Krishna worshipping Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. You get Radha Krishna worshipping Radha Krishna in Mayapur Dham. Because this Gauramandal Bhumi, Navadip Dham, everything is created by Krishna. But Navadip Dham is not created by Krishna. Navadip Dham is created by Srimati Radharani, by herself. It is not his creation, it is her creation. When Krishna once went to Viraja Kunja, and there Radharani was asking, where did Krishna go? I'll tell this pastime elaborately, day after tomorrow. Then Krishna disappeared from Viraja Kunja, and Radharani was asking. And Radharani was feeling so much separation from Krishna, where did he go? Then finally it was unbearable for her. Then she herself, she created beautiful dham, with nice trees, nice rivers, birds, fruits, flowers. In that place, she started to play on flute. Always Radharani gets attracted when Krishna play on flute. But this is the place that Radharani created her own kingdom, Navadvip Dham, and she started to play on the flute. But Krishna was attracted there. And Krishna was glorifying, oh, so beautiful place you have created for me. So I give a boon. So I'll never leave this place. And only those people, they'll worship me here in Navadvip Dham, they'll get the blessings to take birth as cowherd girls. So this Navadvip Dham is very important. No one can get to Gauranga without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, the Raghunath Das, he was trying, he went to Shantipur to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you go back to your house. He did not accept. Until Raghunath Das met Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati and served Nityananda Prabhu in Kiradhai festival. So that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Balaram's mercy, we can never achieve. Golok Vrindavan is very important. That's why now in Ekasagra Dham we are trying to build a nice temple in Mayapur. But we have not been able to build. For the last 30 years we have been trying. So I think because we have not got mercy of Balaram Nandi, Nityananda Prabhu. So now we are planning to build a very nice temple. We have got a nice land there. Radha Jivan Prabhu has sponsored. We have got a very nice land in Ekachakra Dham, where you are going to build a nice temple there. So I just declare a nice opportunity. So you are going to build a temple with the process of transcendental share market. You have opened a transcendental share market. Anybody wants to share, buy share, you can buy your share, transcendental share, you will get a nice certificate. Each square feet costs 900 rupees, like $19, and devotees can buy this eternal share. You can have eternal share there. You can buy 10 square foot, 100 square foot. Then you get a nice share certificate. You can keep 6,000 square foot will divide like that. So anybody wants to have this share in the transcendental share market, you can contact us. So in this way you can will get mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this is how briefly I described that about Balaram. Then to go to Jhulan Jatra, description, the time, It will take at least half an hour to 30 minutes. Okay, let me do like this. Instead of explaining the whole Jhulan Jatra festival, I just explained one nice humorous pastime of Jhulan Jatra. Then briefly finish. Among many pastimes of Lord Krishna, this Jhulan pastime is also very attractive pastime, which happened in Vrindavan one moonlit night. The bank of river Jamuna, big land. One piece of land was surrounded by many trees, kalpavrikshas. The kalpavrikshas were very densely planted, all round trunks. They were so dense, they looked like a boundary wall, just a boundary wall. And Banadevi has decorated that trees, those trees, nice fruits, flowers, nice ferns in that trees, in those trees, and very nicely that place was decorated, and very nice shamiana was put, like a net, big net, on top of the whole area. Birds, different birds were there, deers have come, the singing festival will take place. All the demigods, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Siddhas, Chanaras, they have come and waiting in the sky that Radha Krishna swing festival will take place. And all the birds, they have come, they are sitting on different branches peacefully, the show will start. And all the deer, they have come, and the moonlight passing through the net and falling on the ground with a small filament, light filament, looks like a white rice. The deer are singing the rice, they are going to eat those rice, but they are not rice, so they hurt in their face. It is beautiful environment. At one point, all the gopis entered. So there is in this field, middle of this field, a square platform, raised platform. The four corner of this platform, there are four Harichandan trees growing. The Harichandan trees growing in such a way, they made a nice house covering the whole square platform. And from four trees, the nice golden strings hanging, and holding a nice string in the middle of this field. On four sides of this string, the four strings have been placed. At one point, all beautiful gopis, thousands, millions of gopis, from somewhere they just appeared. Not necessarily from their houses, from somewhere they appeared. Very beautiful, attractive way they are decorated. And they have come to play with Krishna. The swing pastimes is along with holy color. So they have brought the pollen, different color pollen from different flowers, big stacks of pollen. They have got many varieties, colors of powders also, stacks of powders. And they have made paste, kumkum paste, chandan paste, kasturi paste. And they have put in small boxes a very thin cover of lac. You put like this, it will melt immediately, so thin. So they'll play slow to Krishna. Then everybody waiting. Unless Radha Krishna comes, past time will not start. At one point, Madhava along with Radharani entered in the arena. Very beautiful scene. Radharani walking along with Krishna, putting his left hand on the shoulder of Radharani and his right hand. He is, what is this, swirling? Swirling is a lotus flower. The king pan looks very beautiful, reddish leaves, and wearing nice yellow garments, a beautiful flower garland. Asana Radha and Madhava entered, and all the demigods walking from the sky. So when Radha Madhav entered, they want to see more clearly. So they all came down more close so they can see Radha Madhava. All the birds and deer, they were stunned. They couldn't move anymore. They were seeing the beauty of Radha Madhava. All the peacocks, though they know Radha Krishna before, but still out of ecstasy, they are saying, yo, who is this? Who is this? Who is coming here? Who is coming here? Then Radha Madhava entered and sat down on the scene. Then all Chandravali, Lalita, Vishakha, they are standing behind Radha Krishna. And all the gopis are fighting with each other. Who is the first to start the scene? Who is the scene? The scene festival started. Radha Krishna and all Radharani's side gopis are standing in her side. And opposite direction, Chandravali and all her sakhi sitting and singing. And singing festival started. And all the opposite party gopis, they started to throw the powders they had got, different colored powders. So when they threw the powders did not reach to Krishna. It all went on the sky. And when on the sky was filled with powder, colored powders. The Janukas did not see Radha Madhava anywhere. They got very worried. Then Janukas had to sprinkle the flowers and makaranda, drops of makaranda, that all the powders, dust will be removed. They can see. The gopis that brought also different colored water and syringe to spray on Krishna. And at one point, they are throwing the small boxes of color paste they had brought to Krishna. And the gopis and Krishna side, they are so expert. As soon as they throw these color boxes, they catch like this. They are very expert in catching. They are good cricket players. They are catching very quickly. And sometimes, if something falls here, there are some drops that fall on Krishna's face. Then Radharani, because she is in so much ecstasy sitting next to Krishna, so much perspiration coming from her body, so she will take her sari and clean Krishna's little color will fall on his face, and she will clean. In this way, all the gopis are throwing color to Krishna. Krishna waiting, sitting, waiting. At one point, he could not control himself. Then he got up and caught each and every gopi and putting colors on their heads. In this way, Krishna is giving pleasure to everybody. And he had a very unique swing. Usually, if we have a swing, if we sit on the swing, then we will go forward and backwards like this. But Krishna in that swing was very unique nature. The gopis are sitting all four sides. That swing was going all four sides. So all the gopis are saying, oh, Krishna is in front of me. Krishna is coming towards us only. So in this is a nice description in Ananda Vrindavan Temple. Kavi Karnapur has explained very elaborately, very difficult. It's written in Sanskrit.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.